Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
8:04 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us in studio right now from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. He is Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well, man. Joe Cedar Anderson reported both coordinators may be on the way out. We're hearing word more recently that it may be more of a Todd Monken situation. I think, in my opinion, if one has to go, shouldn't be Monken.
Well, I guess it could be either. But yeah, I would have guessed it's more likely to be Orr than Monken. But there was a little bit of friction between him and Harbaugh this year, so maybe that's part of what's going on here. It has taken the Ravens quite a long time to find a offensive coordinator they've liked.
Right. Yeah. Let's do something like start with defense today. How much does Kyle Hamilton mean to this defense, and what's the difference when he was injured and had to leave? Because it was like night and day in my eyes.
It was night and day. And part of the thing is it's extremely specific to the type of quarterback that Rodgers is, gets the ball out quickly, mm-hmm. a lot of swing passes, a lot of strong side plays where they're trying to use a bubble screen or clear out the area for mm-hmm. a running back, that kind of thing. Hamilton is the big tonic for that. He takes away the strong side of the football field. Nobody can block him, really, and he can make it through and get a tackle for you on that on a good percentage of plays. 3.9 yards per play with Hamilton in there, 6.9 yards per play when Hamilton wasn't in. You know, they basically abandoned their primary defense and went to from a big nickel to a regular nickel, a standard nickel when he's out.
I got to bring it up because it's not often that I'm blindsided that I totally missed something, but – let's talk about the Zay Flowers play. If he had slid down or kneels down before scoring, what that could have meant for the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, it greatly would have increased their chance to win the ball game. If he'd have gone down at the 1 yard line or inside with 2:20 to go, here's the things that would have followed. Is the clock would have immediately run down to 2 minutes because the Steelers didn't have any timeouts. And that's why you need to be aware of this thing, is because there was an opportunity to punish the Steelers for having used all their timeouts. On first down, you could take another knee. If so, that'll drop it down to 1:15 approximately before you have to score. If you really want to go all out, not leave them any time, you take another knee, hopefully for 0 yards at the 1 yard line. You take the clock down to 30 seconds. Then on third down, go ahead and try and score. Mm. If you score the touchdown, you win right there. And then your fallback position is you kick for overtime on fourth down.
There's a chance, too, as I started to jump in, there's a chance that they let you score if they feel like they're not going to get the ball back,
they
too.
They want you to score.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody in Baltimore was probably yelling at the TVs they scored too soon. I bet you were at the time, too. And everybody in Pittsburgh was saying,
have you seen our defense? Have you seen our defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 50 seconds may be too soon.
Well, they lost snap counts so badly. The defense, I feel bad for them, but they were dog-tired in that second half. Travis Jones had played all but two of the snaps, which defensive line. Played 64 snaps in that game. And all but two in the second half.
I'm glad you said that. Ken McCusick joins us from Film Study Baltimore. Number one, he led the team with five sacks, which I think is tragic that the five sacks would lead the team.
Well, it was sad that Matabike led the team for so long.
And he hadn't been played so long.
And he hadn't played in how many games.
But what did they do to remedy that next year? Because Travis Jones is a tremendous football player, I think, but he needs a partner. He needs some help over there.
Yeah, so they have two things they'll look at, I'm sure, in the draft. The first is they're blessed with Travis Jones because I think he can play one or three tech and be very effective at either place. So he can go and take Matabike's old role, and the Ravens have a monstrous interior if they got another nose tackle. John Jenkins was just re-signed, of course. No, he's not holding back anybody. So it'd be a 1 year band-aid at nose tackle. But if they got the next great Travis Jones like player to come in, they just play, you know, Travis Jones A and Travis Jones B next to each other at 1 and 3. The other likelihood is that they'll go after an edge rusher in the draft, and then they'll have two young guys in Green and the new guy who can get after the quarterback. But that, you know, I think they'll do both of those things in this draft.
Yeah, one of my big frustrations with the defense in particular, besides the coverage looks horrific, but I've never seen guys at this level tackle so poorly with a few exceptions, like Hamilton and Buchanan can tackle, obviously. But, like, what do you attribute this to? These guys have been playing football since they're children, and they're terrible at this basic technique.
I would say this has not really been as bad a problem all year as it was in this game. And there are multiple factors, but Warren and Gainwell are known heavy missed tackle forcers. Yeah. So you've got that. The second part is they're just so tired at the end of the game, and they didn't have their best tackler out there on who's helping on the strong side. But yeah, it was a terrible game. That was so hard to watch. Warren had, I think, 5 missed tackles on the play before Wiggins brought him down on that 15-yard run. Yeah.
With no blockers. He was by himself and just broke through everybody, and he's 5'8". Like, can't bring this guy down?
How different do you think this team looks? And I guess I'll start you off with Loop. He should be in competition next year, right? It's not... Do you feel like it should be dismissed? Because he had a relatively good year with field goals under 50. Like, he was great, except for that one. Mm-hmm. And the kickoffs were really bad.
I think it's very unlikely that this is the end of Todd Loop. Now, I know it's going to be very hard. You give up a big goal in hockey, or you miss a big kick in the NFL. A lot of times that can be the end. I just don't believe it with Tyler Loop. I think he's going to rebound from this and be okay. I think he really has the confidence of the kicking coach. The Ravens got the best kicking coach in the entire game in Randy Brown, and I think he really has his confidence, and I think he'll be back.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio. Ken, Lamar Jackson with a phenomenal fourth quarter, leading his team back not once but twice and almost 3 times in the fourth quarter. What do you think about his performance on Sunday? We'll hear from you about that on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
8:15 in the a.m. on this Taco Tuesday. Kim McCusick joining us in studio as he does every Tuesday. The season is over, but that will not stop. Ken, I thought Lamar Jackson had a meh first half. However, fourth quarter, he was money. Absolute money. Making plays, avoiding would-be tacklers. Your thoughts on Lamar Jackson's performance on Sunday night?
Yeah, with a game on the line, no doubt about it, he was the man. And you know, it's nice to see him have this game, because there's a lot of people who are going to talk about injuries that he had this year and confuse them with concessions to age. That is so far from the truth. You see him at you know, goalposting basically the season with MVP level play for 4 weeks right in the beginning, and then an MVP performance certainly in this last game. We'll talk about that a little bit in terms of you know, just how great this was relative to the opportunity set. But I think that was really good to see. You know, through three dimes in that fourth quarter, the throw to Flowers initially, great up and down touch on it. The second one, it was wide open, but he got whipped it out there in no time at all. And then on the third one to Likely was just an unbelievable up and down throw between defenders on both sides. So great to see that. Great to see the old Lamar Jackson elusiveness in the backfield. It's nice. Little help from Linderbaum there, but
and I got to be honest with you, this is why I get frustrated when people say, "Well, he's not the same because he can't run." Okay, that does make him more dangerous, but Lamar Jackson is a good enough quarterback to beat you with his arm. He doesn't have to run downfield. He's always athletic enough to avoid people, to extend the play. Mm-hmm. But I believe Lamar Jackson is good enough to beat you with his arm.
He is good enough to beat you with arm, but the Ravens' run game is completely dependent upon the misdirection that his mobility gives them. So I'm with you. I mean, great quarterback. You know, I'd want him on the field, and I still want him on the field when he's 36 mm-hmm. or 37 years old, even when he's lost a lot of his mobility. But the mobility is what makes the enormous, you know, A-minus to A++ difference from Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Ken, one of the frustrations we've had all season was the abandonment of Derrick Henry. He got 36 snaps, I think 15 carries in the first half, five in the second. Do you attribute that to coaching decision or the fact that the Steelers had the ball so much more?
Column B all the way. Yeah. If you look at it, they had the ball. They had seven plays, I think it was, on the last drive, maybe eight, whichever it was, where they were driving down. There's no chance to run Derrick Henry on those. Mm-hmm. So they have 15 other plays. Derrick Henry got the ball five of those.
Yeah.
You know, if you're talking about should they have run on third and one instead of throwing a 50-yard touchdown to Flowers, well, maybe. But you really want to take that off the board?
Yeah.
So they had an opportunity or two, but I wouldn't be that doesn't be something I'd put.
This is one I give them a pass on because they didn't have the ball enough.
How different does this offensive line look next year? But how did they do in this game, in your opinion?
Yeah, really rough game for the offensive line in this one. They gave Jackson just four ample time and space opportunities, which is another reason Jackson was so great in this one. I'll get to that in just a second. They allowed a total of 11 pressures, and it'll give him four ATSs, like I said. They had two penalties, which stalled drives. They had a third one on Tez Walker, stalled a drive as well, but Stanley and Linderbaum had drive-stalling offensive holding calls. So really tough game, and they kind of backed off on a lot of the power scheme. Mm-hmm. Really quickly, Stanley an F, Voorhees a D-minus, Linderbaum an F. He was 1 point short of a D-minus. Some other services have him as a little bit better in this game, but it was bad. Falele a C-minus in this game. Not that that's great, but if you got that every week from Daniel Falele, you're probably happy. And Rosengarten was the best on the team with a B-minus in this game. So
yeah, I just saw another, going back to what we talk about with Falele, I just saw another screenshot that someone took where he's standing like this, mm-hmm. and there's nobody in front of
nobody
him.
Nobody there.
And two guys are sacking Lamar. And again, like, I think
there was a shot of him. I was watching with a couple of friends. He literally was like that. Nobody in front of him, and there were people. And then he turns around to look, and like, what did you do? I said, he's got to watch the game. Because he literally was blocking nobody and then turned around to look, watch Lamar get snapped.
Do you think he's back next year, Ken?
Well, he's a free agent, and I know I don't. And the reason I think he won't be back is because I think he's going to be offered significant money somewhere else, and the Ravens will take a lot of backlash if they re-sign him from their own fan base. I don't think he's nearly as bad as everybody else does. Because,
neither does PFF, and that's anyway. Sorry.
That's exactly right. We're grading every play, whether we agree completely on each other's methods. We're grading every single play. And there's a huge community of people just collecting every possible meme shot, like the ones you described. This is a tough place right now.
It's just when it's bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And then people are going to take that and run with it.
Ken McKusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I think DeVonta's Walker is going to make the Ravens make some serious decisions in 2026.
Yeah, he had a great game, and he looks like he's the real thing now. So I said at the beginning of this year I'd be happy if he took DeAndre Hopkins' job, and I think for next year he very well might. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen in 25, but did he have some big playability he put on display. And the fact that Lamar went to him in the clutch on just the 8-yard throw to the sideline, it wasn't a big heavy-duty play, but it shows me that he'll be the third guy next year. I hope Bateman will be back and healthy, and able to play most of the time. But
with one thing we always, unfortunately, seasons like this, you talk about what's next. And I guess my question is, you look at the teams in the postseason, and most of them have tremendous pass rushes. The Ravens were third from the bottom in sacks this year, and they put no pressure on Rodgers with 4. Do you ever see them making a bold move to pick up somebody that's in the league right now or doing something they never do and, giving up capital to trade up in the draft and get near the top to get somebody?
Both of those are very difficult. The second one is more of a practical consideration, so let's talk about that because that basically the Ravens don't have a lot of total draft capital. That's the problem. When you draft towards in the 20s and lower every year, you don't have a lot of total. This year with the 14th overall pick, they've got some draft capital. They can take a swing at that point and get a player if they want it. But now as far as the other thing goes, I'm thoroughly opposed, and the Ravens have shown no appetite for making the kind of splash play that the Packers did for Micah to go out and get him. I never believe in trading away 2 number ones, and then also that the cherry on top is you pay him the highest contract ever at the position. Mm-hmm. Not the way to build a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Derrick Henry. I was reading, another analytical guy talking about him, saying he doesn't catch passes out of the backfield typically. With his style of running, he really needs the big plays to kind of, offset some of the other plays. Do you see anything with him possibly hitting that? Because when he hits the wall, it's going to happen, and we're all going to be shocked. But how much longer do you feel like they have Derrick Henry? And I know it's a loaded question.
Let me toss that out there. There are 2 stats I think that show that Henry had some regression this year, and he finished second in the league in rushing. He almost won the rushing title on Sunday
night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He also, his missed tackle rate is the lowest it's been since he's a rookie, and that's by a wide margin. Mm. That's one unfortunate thing. He's still getting pretty good yards after contact, so that hasn't been the problem. Finished at the strongest level during the year, so I'm not seeing a problem necessarily for 2026. But the other thing was his success rate was down from a historic level last year at 58.8% down to 53.1% this year. That's actually a telling thing, and that deals more with the barbelling of the outcomes of his runs when he's below the line on more of them by that much. And by the way, the 53.1% is still
amazing.
It's 4 points higher than his entire career at Tennessee.
Okay, so, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Ken, the season's over. The Ravens go 8-9. What do we learn about the Baltimore Ravens in 2025?
I think the news about Lamar is probably the most positive thing I can take out of this last game. Just seeing him play back like Lamar Jackson again was fantastic. They begin a long and arduous offseason right now in terms of slogging through a huge number of UFAs who are going to be leaving. They didn't go through that last year because Ronnie Stanley was their one big decision, and they got him re-signed. And no problem. They've got a lot of guys they've got to make choices on, starting with Tyler Linderbaum and Isaiah Likely.
There you go. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Sure. Defense notes are out there. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter, and filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. And if you would, leave me a question at hashtag Film Study Mailbag on Twitter, and I'll try and answer it with a video.
Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, the professor is in. Well, at least on the phone lines. We'll hear from Mike Preston up next on The Fan. 8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Rob. How are you and Jeremy and Ed? How's the gang?
Man, I feel like we're in romper room right now. Yeah. This is awesome.
I see Mike. I see Jeremy. I'm doing great. Joe. I see Ed.
Oh, man.
Mike, to me, as heartbreaking as it was, there could not have been a more appropriate ending to the Ravens 2025 season than what we saw on Sunday Night Football.
I think you're correct. And that's the way the season went down. That's the way the heartbreak occurred. And I felt bad for Tyler Lue because he is a good guy. He's a nice person. And I love that he stood up and he manned up and said, no, it was my fault. I blew this. I'll take that because earlier in the season, you had guys on this team that wouldn't do that. He did that, and he'll be okay. I think he's going to be pretty good down the road. So it happens. And, hey, Rob, at the beginning of the season, this is exactly what we talked about. Just said, no, he's got to get in those cold climates and those situations where there's playoff aspirations on the line, and can he make that? And he didn't. And that's exactly what we talked about earlier in the year.
Mike, what do you think the future holds for Zach Orr? That defense can't tackle. The coverages seem like the receivers are running wide open in the secondary. It can't be the players all forgot how to play football. I mean, do you think he's here next year?
That's going to be interesting to see what goes on there. I haven't heard that Harbaugh has put out any feelers for coordinators on either side of the ball. But when you watch what happened to that defense, and you saw it throughout the season, this didn't just happen in the last couple games. And that's even more glaring, Ed, is that when you get to the final 2 weeks of the regular season and they're still having problems on the back end, there's something going on. They're not getting the message, or the football IQ is not very good. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I thought Monken called one of his better games. At least he stuck with Derrick Henry throughout most of the game. But, you know, Pittsburgh came out and they started run blitzing a lot in that second half, and they took him out. And then they went over the top, which was a smart thing to do. But, Monken, what do you do with him? How's his relationship with Lamar Jackson? There's a lot of things that has to come into play here. I don't know. I do not know.
Mike, how different does this offensive line look next year? A lot of talk about people didn't like Falele. Linderbaum didn't have a great year, but do you want to let him walk and try to find another center? And even Voorhees looked like he got bullied a little bit in this last game.
Well, the thing is stop putting the emphasis on going to get these big road graders and just go out and find offensive linemen who can do everything, who can pass block, who can run block, who can get after people, who can pull and get down the field, which is something that they haven't done in the last 2 or 3 years. Those are the things you have to go out and find these guys. And you do that, what do you do with Lamar Jackson? He's making $75 million for the next 2 years. What do you do with that contract? And do you say, do I take that money and go and invest in offensive linemen or defensive linemen? I would, because to me, that's where the game is still won. Your five fat guys have to beat their five fat guys. That's so simple, but it's true. And that's what they have to get back to doing. And then we'll see. But this is going to be a very interesting offseason. And the owner, Steve Bisciotti, you need to step up to the plate and get out there and tell people what you're going to do, because people want to know. And you were 8-9 with the most talented roster in the history of the Baltimore Ravens.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, speaking of Lamar Jackson's contract, there have been people on a national level that said that the Ravens and Lamar are in talks about a contract extension, and that would alleviate that $75 million. What do you know about that?
Well, you keep hearing about talks, but I haven't heard of things. You know, Rob, this is what I try to get across to the Ravens and Lamar Jackson in the last 2 weeks. Stop the coddling and stop the babying and talk to him like he's a young man. And I learned that from a person who was my cousin who said, no, you got to just talk to him. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And address it. And guess what happened? He actually practiced last week. Rob, he went out with a flak jacket on. Oh, my goodness. If you tell him you're accountable, you are accountable to this city, to this team, all right? And you need to step up your game. And he did. He responded. So maybe the Ravens need to try that approach instead of always saying, oh, my gosh, he's withdrawn. He goes into it. Well, that happens a lot when you're the best player on the team for quite a while or the best player in college football. That happens, but you still need to address it, and you still need to keep your principles. Talk to him like a young man. That's all.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about the Ubuzier's play? I thought he had a great – I mean, I know he slipped and fell and, you know, cost them big, but overall, I thought he looked pretty good. Do you think he's going to be part of this secondary?
I would bring him back, but before I did that, Ed, I would try to find out who my coaches are.
Yeah.
And then you go from there. Because right now, you've got to question the IQ of these players, too. You just got to look at it and say, wait a minute, something's not getting through. And you brought in Chuck Pagano. He was the DB coach. Well, you brought him in. He's supposed to add and give some credence to this defense and what they're about. But you didn't see that. And I don't know. I mean, once Kyle Hamilton went down, they had serious issues. They had problems. Well, you can't put it on one guy. To me, you can't do that. Other guys have to step up. And that didn't happen either. And let's not forget, guys, both of those teams, both of the Steelers and the Ravens were ranked 29 in pass defense in the NFL before the game, and it showed. You saw that out on the field because they were going up and down the field. I'm like, why is Patrick Queen covering Zay Flowers on that touchdown pass? That doesn't make any sense. There were a lot of things that went on in that game that didn't make any sense, but it was exciting. It was fun to watch, that's for sure.
Mike, as we, you know, obviously it's the end of the year, looking at all the changes that could happen, I saw an article written about the personnel and how difficult it's going to be for the Ravens to kind of put this thing back together next year. Do you think this is just reload and get back to it, or do you think there might be some time where, you know, it's going to take a while to get the roster where they need it to be?
Well, it doesn't take a while in the National Football League. That's what they have the salary cap for, right?
Yep.
You look at the Patriots, what did they win? 4 games, 5 games the year before?
Yeah.
And now they're right there. The Panthers or Carolina, look at those guys. You can do it. And that's what it's about, is you can rebuild and reshape in a year. You see that happening. And, no, they're not that far away. The Ravens aren't really that far away. I mean, they got some issues, but nah, they're there, and they will be there next year, and they'll be in contention. And remember, guys, they do play in the AFC North. It is not the most talented division, and we saw that Sunday night.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, and before you go, Rob, I want to thank all you guys. I mean, it's been a season, a long season, some early mornings, but I thank you guys for being there and coming in and having that camaraderie.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A great thing to have, and I appreciate you guys.
Well, absolutely. Thanks, absolutely, man. Thank you.
You add a lot to the show, man. We appreciate you.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
are we done hugging and kissing now?
1057 is the number. Baltimore's big. Frashon Cruz Dezern joins us, MMA fighter, at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
I'm giving mine out to an NFL coach who really needs someone to throw him a blankie because he was the biggest crybaby I heard this weekend.
Wah. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow. Way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom is brought to you by Jerry's Chevrolet. Shop for your next new or used Chevrolet right now at jerryschevrolet.com.
Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
I'm giving mine to the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, Zach. You guys, if this is what happened. People know by now, Myles Garrett broke Strahan's record. Granted, he did it in 17 games in a different league where quarterbacks dropped back 50 times a game, not 20 like during Strahan's era.
But he did it 200 snaps less than him.
He did. He did.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I know, but it is a different league. But it's still, Myles Garrett's one of my favorite players. Anyway, that aside, he does an historic thing, breaks the record. They stop the game to acknowledge this historic feat, and this was his response.
There's 5 minutes left in our season. We're playing for our lives here, and I was never told that we're going to stop the game, and in a critical moment like that. And the refs just said that they made a decision that they were going to stop the game. And they said they tried to do it as quickly as possible. I didn't feel that. We didn't sub. We're trying to be on the ball and go and play with tempo. And the umpire just held the ball so that we couldn't do anything. And I'm yelling at Joe, get on the ball. We didn't sub. We're going. And then we couldn't play. And so, again, trying to get an answer was not easy. They just said that they made a decision as a crew to stop the game when that happened. I guess it didn't matter when it happened. It just, they were going to stop the game and let it happen.
And you weren't informed of that?
No, I was never informed of that. They didn't say one word. We meet with them in the 90-minute meeting before the game. They never said one word about that.
Exactly.
Here comes the
fighting for your life. Yeah. Fighting for your life. He was 6-11. He was 6-10 at the time. I mean, 6-11. Like,
what a douchebag. That's exactly what he is.
What a douchebag.
exactly what it is.
It's so dramatic. We weren't informed. Listen, I know they have the 90-minute meetings prior. They should have informed, but they usually do that. They'll say, we're going to stop the game if he breaks it today.
You didn't think they'd stop the game if he broke it?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
How long have you been in this game, my friend? How long have you been involved in football? You didn't think they're going to stop the game for a record broken?
Come on, man.
And it's not like he didn't break most yardage thrown in the month of December. It's not. It's an
all-time record.
All-time record.
Come on, man.
All-time record.
I can't believe
people pay attention
that.
To.
We're fighting for our lives. We might get the ninth pick or the tenth pick. Yeah,
exactly.
Shut up.
Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
My shovel goes to Petco and their brand of food, Wholehearted. So, let me tell you what happened with me over the weekend. I'm the one that's in charge of buying the dogs food, and it's probably because I buy them way too many treats because I'm their treat bitch. I think my dogs only
everybody's
love me.
Somebody's bitch.
Yeah, my dogs definitely got me. They'll even show me where I'm supposed to go get them a treat. But they were running out of dog food. We're going on vacation, so I wanted to go, you know, replenish the dog food. I go to Petco, buy what I normally buy, bring it home, dump it in the container. It's so big that the whole thing doesn't fit in there. Next morning, my son gets up to feed the dogs. He's like, "Dad, what's in the food?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" There were maggots all in the food.
Yeah.
Now, this shovel is loaded because I don't know what the right answer is. The guy at Petco couldn't have been nicer. They didn't try. I wasn't looking for anything free. Actually, I ended up paying $7 more for the new bag of food I got that weighed half of that because there were no other gigantic bags unless you wanted to buy their brand of food. And if I brought back another Wholehearted bag of food and it had maggots in it, my wife would have killed me. So we went through all that food, and apparently it's been something that's going on. But I brought back the actual bag, said, "This is the brand. This is the one we got," figuring that maybe they'll go clean out the shelves. And he's just like, corporate basically hasn't told them what they're supposed to do. I think there should be a recall if you have maggots.
Yeah, you would think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, they definitely get a big-ass shovel. It was so disgusting to see. There were maggots all over my kitchen. Like, we had to, my wife.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't see it. They just got out. Disgusting.
LSU's administration is allowing offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr. and running backs coach Kevin Smith to continue coaching number 6 Ole Miss in the college football playoff semifinal game against number 10 Miami. Sources told ESPN on Tuesday. My shovel goes to the NCAA. How do you have a transfer portal that opens up January the 2nd when your season's not over? How does that happen?
I have no idea.
The reason this is a decision is because the most important thing for LSU was the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Because your coach got a job after the major part of recruiting season. So now he's going to go shopping off other people's rosters, which is part of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm not. But the timing of it all, shouldn't that begin maybe, let's say, a day or two after the final? After the championship game?
After the championship is announced, yes.
Should that begin then?
100%.
Why are you doing this now? Now, some say they do it now because kids might want to, you know, a lot of schools haven't begun, colleges haven't begun yet, January 2nd.
Well, yeah, you know what? We forget it's all about the education.
It's about school.
It's about school.
Yeah. Because you can't transfer from Ole Miss to LSU and continue to go to school at Ole Miss. You can't do that.
Well, they might have, you know, that physics course and it might not be offered.
Yeah.
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 You don't.
This is just bad timing, man.
So stupid.
You have a team at Ole Miss that's in the national semifinal, and up until yesterday, they didn't know who were going to be coaching them. It's just, are you serious?
Because I still want them to win a national championship.
I don't care.
Well, they're the team I'm rooting for.
But I want them to at least have the coaches in place.
Right.
Hey, we're in the national semifinal. Who's going to be coaching us?
Oh. How about you?
It's like, hey, Dad, didn't you coach Jeremy Kahn's flag football team? You think you can come in and call plays for us?
No, I call my own plays. And I'm at wide receiver.
Remember the scene in Apocalypse Now when in the foxhole and the bomb's going? He says, "Who's in charge?" He goes, "Aren't you?"
We talked about most disappointing seasons in Baltimore sports history. Jerry from Sarasota, Florida wants to weigh in on that. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, it's Terry. No problem.
Terry, I'm sorry. What's up,
Jerry on the phone?
That's okay. Look, I was around in those days. The biggest problem I have is when Super Bowl comes around or the World Series come around, they're going to show Joe Namath. Oh, my gosh. Every time I see that flash, we can never eliminate that. And that's what makes it tough. Now, I will say, a lot of atonement. The Orioles came back, won the World Series in 70, and the Colts came back and also won the Super Bowl. So people don't talk about that, but that was a great uplift.
Thanks a lot, Cowboys.
Appreciate it, Terry. Yeah, in overtime. Wasn't it the first overtime?
16-13, something ridiculous. It was like came down to a kick, yeah.
Bill in Marysville has a shovel. What's up, Bill?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I was on 70 East Sunday afternoon coming from Frederick back to Carroll County area, and there was a huge, horrible accident on the highway that had it shut down for at least an hour. A lot of paramedics. I think I actually saw a body under a tarp when I finally drove past it. My shovel goes to all the morons who were driving on the shoulder on the right side of the road instead of waiting in line with everybody else. They think they're more special than the
yeah,
next person.
I love that. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Daily Line with Jeremy Carter, 9:15, but on the other side, Franchione Cruz DeZern joins us. She is about to participate in the heavyweight fight against
the champion.
Yeah. Pound for pound, the best.
Best in the world.
Wow. She'll join us up next on The Fan.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.